From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. White House officials on Wednesday laid out plans to send National Guard troops to the southern border with Mexico. It's part of President Trump's efforts to confront what he says is a growing problem with illegal immigrants. In the U.S., the active duty military is generally restricted from domestic law enforcement functions, which would include apprehending border crossers. However, U.S. presidents have deployed the National Guard to the border to act in support roles. China hit back on Wednesday at the U.S. government's plan to slap tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese goods, retaliating with a list of similar duties on key U.S. imports, adding to fears that the world's two largest economies are heading towards a trade war. Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Geng Shuang told reporters, "The door to dialogue is open, but the United States has missed opportunities to resolve the issue through dialogue multiple times." President Trump tweeted on Wednesday, "We are not in a trade war with China. That war was lost many years ago by the foolish or incompetent people who represented the U.S. The trade tensions brewing between the top two world economies have hit stock markets, with shares of industrial companies with exposure to Chinese markets among the hardest hit. A Chinese scientist was sentenced to more than 10 years in federal prison Wednesday for stealing valuable rice seeds from a Kansas biopharmaceutical firm. The man is a Chinese national who is a permanent legal resident who had been living in Kansas. This is VOA News. A senior United Nations